A threat to democracy, J.D. Vance calls to break up Google over its leftist search bias. By Sean Moran on February 23, 2024. Sen. J.D. Vance, RO, on Friday called to break up Google, calling it a progressive technology company with monopolistic control of information. Vance wrote, "Long overdue, but it's time to break Google up. This matters far more than any other election integrity issue. The monopolistic control of information in our society resides with an explicitly progressive technology company. In October and November, as millions of undecided voters consider their choice for president, they will go to Google and ask, 'Did Donald Trump say X? Is Biden too old to be president?' The results they see will be explicitly biased towards Democrats. A threat to democracy," he continued. Vance issued his call after journalist Tim Pool shared a report from All Sides, a media bias watchdog, discussing how Google News's bias has only increased since the 2022 midterm elections. 63% of articles came from media outlets All Sides rates as lean left or left. Just 6% were from the right, All Sides wrote. Google's leftist bias not only includes Google News, it also impacts its search. All Sides noted, for search terms like abortion and election, results were also mostly from lean left outlets. Outlets on the right never accounted for more than 12% of results, except for the term. Vance is not the only person to note Google's progressive bias. Tesla CEO and ex/Twitter owner Elon Musk said Google is running insane racist, anti-civilizational programming, which was exhibited in the tech giant's AI fiasco. "I'm glad that Google overplayed their hand with their AI image generation, as it made their insane racist, anti-civilizational programming clear to all," Musk wrote Thursday. Google's AI platform, Gemini, engendered backlash after its AI image generator created politically correct but historically inaccurate images in response to user prompts. "The problem is not just Google Gemini, it's Google Search too," Musk said in response to the New York Post's Douglas Murray's "Google's push to lecture us on diversity goes beyond AI." Sharing an example, Musk wrote, "I just typed in a Google query on my phone and the top two choices are pro-censorship." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.